Hello, this is Jim doing a Tuesday audio boob, hopefully. So this one's about my recent change in location and the differences between the places. The audio boobs, they show, most of the time, they show fairly accurately where I'm at and in space, and if you look at some audio boos from the past, you'll notice that I've moved to the opposite side of campus. I essentially, give or take a few blocks, you have to go all the way through campus, through the middle of campus, the width of it, to get to where I was living, to this place. And it's pretty different. And I think the difference is the internal and the external. I would much prefer it if when I walked out the door here, I was in Urbana, visually, because it's the area I lived in. In particular, around campus in the downtown area, it was really nice to look at. Lots of trees, brick streets, and there was always something interesting to find there, something to take a photograph of. And they had nice supermarkets, a nice library. There was just a lot of pluses externally to Urbana. Internally, though. Like the actual living spaces there, the ones I was in, were not good, really. And but for this segment of my life, I guess what I really needed was to look outside and be more external. I'd been pretty reclusive, and I still am, quite frankly, but being forced out of hiding and kind of into the spotlight, which is a campus, being crammed together with a bunch of other people, really no choice but to interact a lot more with humanity, culminating in these last 7 months where I actually lived in a house with a bunch of students and was pretty nightmarish, but for someone who was the way I was and the disposition I had, some of the situations that I ended up in were astounding to me, really. And the sort of fishbowl, there's a fishbowl sort of nature of that place. And my whole experience with it kind of had to do with the external, like what was outside of my apartment or my room. Like a little example, like I'd been there maybe a little less than a year, and I was subletting a place, and I was trying to fix the shade. I lived on the second floor, and there was a girl walking by who was just blatantly looking in the window, checking me out. And that just doesn't really happen except on like a college campus. It's kind of an unusual thing. You know, it's weird to just like blatantly stare into somebody's window. I mean, even if you can see somebody standing at the window. Anyway, so that was my experience there. And so now I'm here, and what we have is internally a much more comfortable situation. I've lived in this neighborhood before, and I don't think that I've really been this comfortable living anywhere since. This is like probably the best living arrangement, even though I have a bunch of roommates. It's just, you know, the house isn't falling apart, and everything's in good repair. There's a backyard, and you know, the flip side is it's pretty ugly in Champaign. This photograph that's accompanying this audio boo is a picture of, like, I live at this intersection, and this is kind of what Champaign looks like, basically. And you know, it just doesn't have as cool as of a vibe on the outside, but I think that it's time now to get internal again and start working on art and get my shit together now that I've arrived in the 21st century. All right, Jim out.